This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. That's according to two White House officials. Those officials spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the order, also confirmed Sunday that South Africa will be added to the restrictive list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is reversing an order from U.S. President Donald Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of travel restrictions as of Tuesday. The decision to reverse the order is not surprising, but the addition of South Africa to the restricted travel list highlights the new administration's concern about mutations in the virus. The South Africa variant has not been discovered in the United States thus far, but another variant originating in the United Kingdom has been detected in several U.S. states. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. Amid an intense second wave of the coronavirus pandemic that has pushed the health system of the country's vast capital city close to saturation. The 67-year-old president said in a tweet that his symptoms were light and he was receiving medical treatment. López Obrador has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic, with a strategy focused on increasing hospital capacity over testing and contact tracing. The country has shied away from mandatory lockdowns, instead opting for a tiered system of restrictions to limit the impact on the economy. This is VOA News. Australia's medical regulator has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use under a formal process, one of the first countries to complete comprehensive approval. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the announcement Monday. The vaccine had been provisionally approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration for the Australians aged 16 years and over. Morrison told reporters, noting that it was a year since that first coronavirus case was detected there in the country. Vaccination of priority groups is expected to begin in late February at 80,000 doses per week. Two doses will be required at least 21 days apart. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of U.S. Congress as the second trial of former President Donald Trump nears. It includes ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concerns that armed protesters could return to sack the Capitol anew have prompted the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington as the Senate moves forward with plans for President Trump's trial, the shocking insurrection at the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob prompted federal officials to rethink in and around its landmarks, resulting in an unprecedented lockdown for Biden's inauguration. Portugal's president was returned to office for a second term with a resounding victory Sunday and an election held amid a devastating COVID-19 surge that has made the European country the worst in the world for cases and deaths. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, who had been widely expected to win, captured 61% of the vote. He devoted most of his victory speech to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts went to its victims and promising to work for an economic recovery once it was all over with. The office of the French president said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and the new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight coronavirus. The two leaders spoke by phone Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together for peace in the new year, and in the Near and Middle East, in particular on the Iranian nuclear issue. The pair spoke for about an hour in English, according to members of Macron's team. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.